some beautiful music right there, and that's off the album, the Naked album. Okay, the album comes in a jacket, it's well clothed, but it's titled The Naked Album from Dare, and I did mention that he'll be stopping by to tell us more about the album, and he is in the building. Dare, you're welcome.
Yo, Rex, thank you for having me. It's nice to be here, Metro 97.7.
And we know we love good music, and it's been a while. Like, you've been on hiatus. Like,
not really. Musically,
stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, musically. You've been doing other stuff.
But I dropped singles now.
I know.
Special
right?
Fever, Asiko, Ice Prince, Josie, yeah. That was just like...
Yeah, some singles in between the last album and this one.
Which was like, what, 4 years plus?
Yeah.
Almost 5 years, yeah.
Almost 5 years. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about your musical journey. Everyone knows, you know, Project Fame, South Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you used to have my job before.
Well, not here. Not here. Not like I took your job.
And, you know, right now you've got...
I used to have your kind of
my
job.
My kind of job. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
That don't make any means for me.
Thank you. Okay, so far, so good. The music industry is changed a lot.
Has it really?
At least there will always be newcomers.
There will be newcomers. Yeah,
the tone, the sound right now. I remember when
it's
you did You and Me, the You and Me album. You had a song Escalate.
You and Me.
Yeah,
from me to you.
Rather.
Remix.
From me to you. Yes. okay. Yes, you had Escalate.
And that was like from me to you. Had Escalate. Had Fuji. Had Original Naija, had Young Man. Yeah, it was an eclectic mix then.
We didn't quite have a sound.
Yeah.
Yes, the tempo of that album, the kind of music that you did back then.
Yeah.
Right now, we've seen the industry has gone from really upbeat song. We see house coming in, mm-hmm. see lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as well, alternative musicians, like people who don't do the regular mainstream pop sound.
They now have a voice. Yes. Thanks to some guinea pigs like us.
So talk about this album. What's the inspiration behind this album?
This album is, I mean, as simple as it sounds, it's just Naked. Naked is like a metaphor, you know, for what the album is really about. It's about stripping the music bare of all pretense, you know, being vulnerable, you know, and that's what Naked represents. And the music in itself is a bit of soul, R&B, you know, playing around with Afrobeat, coming back to soul again, you know, mm-hmm. it's very, very deep, very... you know, it's got a lot of depth and the originality is there, the expression, the soulful nature of you know, each and every song. That we didn't make music to just say, oh, let's have this number of tracks. You know, we weren't guided by numbers. We're guided by the music. You know, and it's one of not the most difficult to make. You know, but it's one of the dearest albums. You know, the most. Okay. You know, the one. This album probably means a lot to me than you know anything else before.
Really? So the music direction on this album, was it solely your idea? Is this how you wanted the album to sound?
We knew exactly what we're going for, you know, the title from the title of the album to the songs, you know, we didn't come by anything by chance.
Okay.
You know, we went all out. And when I say we, you keep hearing me say we, this wasn't done by myself alone. I mean, 11 songs of the 13 was produced by Oscar Herman Acker. Oscar is responsible for such hits as Collabo, you know, featuring Don Jazzy, P Square.
Yeah.
He did Tiff for Simi, he did Jam Question, mm-hmm. he produced Oriente Adekunle Gold, he did Janko Liko, he did Neola's Too Bad. You know, he's been on the scene, but a lot of people don't really know who he is. So, I mean, this is probably his largest body of work in one spot. I wrote with Adekunle Gold, a.k.a. Adekunle Kosoko, Simi as well, you know, wrote on the records, even did some backup here and there. Omar Lara, you know, renowned songwriter as well. So we, all of us put heads together to create this, you know, including live musicians, you know, people like Phil Keys, who has played guitar on
almost all the songs we're playing now.
Yeah, you know, from Duro to Kiss Daniels, Woju, and Laye. You know, he's got that highlight feel. You can hear his signature on quite a few songs on the album. Alaba doing percussion. We had live session guys in terms of horns, backup vocals. I mean, we went all out. You know, Cobhams is on the album as well, and VTech, who did Shekini, you know, for P Square, amongst other hits. Yeah.
I was looking forward to the song with Cobhams. You know, when I looked at the album, I heard what
you were looking
doing.
For it.
I was looking for a Cobhams track. I'm like, okay.
Yes,
and I listened to it, and it was totally beautiful. Lie to You. Did he write the song?
We wrote it together.
Okay.
We wrote it together. Cobhams, myself, Omolara. You know, predominantly on that song, yeah.
Okay. I was looking forward to seeing the credits on, you know, songwriting credits and, you know, stuff like that. Because sometimes we have to do a lot of guessworks.
The credit that, on the back of the album, you can see those that deserve the credit. You know, there's a lot more, a few other people as well, you know, who worked on the album that you won't find talked about at the back of it. You know, so, of course, that's why we use such medium as radio and interviews to let people know, you know, all the others who worked on it.
Okay. And also, there's a question that I have to ask. You
have a
record label.
Live Spot Entertainment.
Yes. And that wasn't what it was called originally.
It was called Soul Music.
Soul Music. Yes. What happened? What
Live Spot swallowed Soul Music. Like Pac-Man.
Corporate takeover.
I mean, it's all the same, you know, company. It's all part of the expansion that we're experiencing at Live Spot. You know, it's Live Spot Group. You know, we have our digital arm. We have our productions arm that does Love Like a Movie and whatnot. And we have our entertainment arm. That does, you know, Zayna, does Dare, you know, the music, you know, the music business part of things.
Okay, so
we have media as well. Life's what media, yeah.
So how come
conglomerate?
How come the artists that are on Live Spot talk about Zayna and Mo Easy, they weren't on this project? Was there any reason for that?
Zayna's actually, I think she did backup on one of the songs. In terms of collaboration, there's no reason. I mean, it's about the music.
Okay.
You know, it's really about the music. There's no, I don't want Zayna on this album.
Okay.
Nothing like that. You know, we help promote each other. We help support each other. You know, but sometimes the direction of the music or the album dictates who you work with. You know, it's not really because you have a relationship with the person or you know the person, you'd be like, you have to be on my album. Nah, it's about the music.
Okay. All right, well, with Dari in the studio, we're talking about the Naked album. Let's check out the song track 5, which was written by Cobhams, yourself, and Omolara.
Hey, this song, in this rain, in this weather,
I think
this guy, Rex, you want to cause problems.
All right, let's check it out.
Testify how many times that I have tried to convince you that I
7 FM, take it away.
Still in the building on the song off his album Want You Back, but it has Adekunle Gold and Simi on there.
Yes.
Okay, so that's very, very beautiful track. It's my favorite track on the album.
Oh, yeah?
I like
Want
the way it came
back
together.
Yes, the song worried us though. You know, this song has like so many different versions, you'd never believe it. If you asked me that which song gave the most trouble, you know, and which one was the, you know, hardest, most difficult to work on, it was this one.
But that's not recording the song. That's more like tuning it or doing
just,
stuff like that.
Man, before it came to be what you've heard, this song is like,
Let me ask you a question. Why did you decide to work with Oscar?
Good question. I mean, before we worked, I didn't even know him. You know, I was looking for a fresh twist. I wanted to push myself, you know, and sometimes to do that, you need to go outside your comfort zone and work with people that you probably don't even know, you know. So I checked him out, looked at some of the things that he'd done, but more importantly, I wanted to meet him and understand the kind of person that he was and, you know, just discuss, you know, music and everything in between. Mm, and you just kind of catch the person's aura and spirit and vibe, you know, from random conversation. So after that, a couple of times that we met and discussed and started, you know, I played him a few things, you know, he didn't really know my sound as well, you know, he knew a few songs I had done and all that, but cut the long story short, I mean, he's one of my best buddies now, and we spend a lot more time together than, you know, ever before.
Okay. Mm. All right, congratulations on your new body of work.
Thank you, man.
All right.
New body. Naked body of work.
Naked body of work. All right, thank you so much for this project, because I've been listening to a lot of albums that have been coming together, as in people have been releasing, and I just had this feeling that people are not making albums. The artists are not making, they're just like most times putting...
It's like a mixtape.
A mixtape of songs that were recorded in this studio,
bunch
that
of
studio.
Different ideas and thoughts that... You songs know? That are years apart or months apart, and this was made in 6 months. You know, we knew exactly what we wanted to do, and I mean, you can see there's no skits. There's no, I'm not trying to waste your time, you know, just go right into the music.
All about the music.
It's all about the music.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It's a drop spot right here on Metro 97.7. And I have to, okay, let me just squeeze one more song before I leave you. The Sports Summit, the crew, they are just, you know, waiting to get on the radio and talk sports right now. But let me check out this one. Celebobo, Wumewu. And with that, I say bye-bye. Catch me same time next week. Hopefully, Ifet will be here together and we'll run the show. My name is Rex Okiche. Keep it locked. It's Metro 97.7.